That's like that.
I'm just saying, bro. Episode 95. I'm Earl.
I'm Staff. Y'all know that spill. Go to that YouTube page, hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell so y'all the first to all our videos, man. And y'all know what I'm about to say. We on everywhere you can stream a podcast, man. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, Stitcher. Anywhere you listen to a podcast, we there. Go stream us up. I'm just saying, bro, podcast. But of course, and unfortunately, we have to get into this. And I can be respectful. I'm going to give y'all a little bit of respect. I'm going to stop. I'm going to say Cowboys, actually. The Cowboys and Eagles game. And I know bro's going to take the humble, the road. So I want him to go first, but I know he's going to take the humble road. And I'm not, because, I just want to get a little what I got out to say. Or do you want to take it, bro? Do you want to? Because I know you're going to take the humble road. I know you
had us. I had us beating y'all when we did the last podcast. Then up towards the game, I kind of had
scared to take the bet.
Up to, because I'm gonna tell you why. Up towards the game, like prior to the game, maybe like the day before or something like that. For some reason, I felt like y'all was gonna beat us, and then y'all came out, y'all laid the egg, and I was happy about it. Y'all only ran the ball how many times? That was beautiful. I love that. That was beautiful to me.
You know, I bet it was.
I don't really have much to say.
How you don't got much to say?
I don't know what you want me to say. Micah Parsons did Micah Parsons things. Trayvon Diggs did what he was supposed to do. You mean?
You are the best Cowboys fan.
What you want me to say? We got in your ass, and I ain't really got nothing else to say.
I look, bro, I respect it. I just want to say you're the best Cowboys fan out there. There's nobody even close to you, because it couldn't be me. Especially as an Eagles fan, I wouldn't be sitting here as humble as you is right now. I'd be like, especially all that I was talking. I was talking crazy, bro.
Shout out to the two number one running backs. They both number one running backs.
Hey, man.
Shout out to them.
Certain things you can't talk shit about, because me and you already know. I really don't want to be caught on camera saying all that, you know what I'm saying? But there's a couple Cowboys players that, because of fantasy, I am a fan of or whatever. I wouldn't even say fan of, but I would just say I like them. I like them. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
And I'm sorry. Tony Pollard is one of those guys. I don't know. But anyway, this week, I hated them because – and it's not even the fact that I hated them, because it's just like, a lot of people misconstrue Eagles fans, and they misconstrue, well, certain Eagles fans. And they think like, we just hate y'all
with the Okie Doke and all that.
Nah, we really hate Dallas. And you know, you know what made me mad about the game? I'm not even going to talk about the Eagles-Cowboys rivalry. Because I don't even really feel like it's a rivalry anymore.
Why is it not a rivalry?
Just because of fantasy football and stuff like that. It's a new age. Like, I feel like it was earlier, like my dad and all of that raising me up as an Eagles fan and all that. I just feel like it was a little bit more Eagles versus Cowboys. Like, now it's just, I feel like there's not a lot of, there's very few friends we have, bro. You know that even care about it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, even cares about the Dallas.
The main person I know that care that really hate Dallas is Notch.
Yeah, I'm about to say, exactly. And that's one guy that we both know mutually. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like,
right.
The whole thing with the Cowboys is, I don't think it's a rivalry, just because the Cowboys never really do anything. So I don't care. They get these little wins and it'd be cute.
Niggas got,
you know, and it'd be like, all right, but they just like, they don't beat us to do anything, like to really make me hate them. Like, oh my God, they beat us to get into the playoffs. How many times they really did that? Like a couple, counted on one hand. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm talking about that I've seen my life and all that. Like, I'm talking about important games. I have to look at it, but I feel like most of the time when it's those big games to get into the playoffs or something like that, we always win and y'all always fold. Bro. Or we have to win and y'all have to win y'all game and y'all end up losing to somebody. It's like y'all always fold.
Bro, you're going to hate us again soon, and I'm going to tell you why.
Tell me.
Two or three defensive pieces away from competing for a championship.
I'm actually appalled you said that, bro, because you're one of the most logical people I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know damn well the Cowboys ain't winning no goddamn.
We're three defensive pieces away, bro.
That's a lot of pieces. That's a lot
of
pieces.
Not necessarily because they could be on a roster. We got a lot of young boys. Somebody got to step up. We two or three defensive pieces away from being competing for a championship, bro.
All right.
You're going to hate us again real soon. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm telling you this. I don't hate y'all at all, really. I really don't even hate the Cowboys. Like, I can't, because y'all don't do anything. Since I've been watching, it's like y'all don't do anything. Like, so why would I hate somebody who's trash? Like, we both in the worst division in the league. So it's like, I can't be like, oh, they in that division. So if I was in that division, then I would, of course, everybody, I'd be America's team. It's like, I don't get it. They never consecutively win the division. Like, they don't do anything to hate them. Like, why do you hate these bums? They bums. I ain't going to hate on some bums. What am I hating on them for?
Okay.
Now, y'all got us. Y'all got us. Hey. I'll give you that. I was talking mad trash, and I got to be humble now, and I got to give it to y'all. I got to sit back, and I got to eat crow. Like, hey, y'all gave it to us. I did not expect that. But I also didn't expect my coach to come out with the dumbass game plan that he came out with.
That was the worst. That was one of the worst game plans I've seen in recent memory. Him.
Bro, you text me during the game. Him and Matt Nagy. It's like one of the same. Matt
Nagy and Mike McCarthy last year in Green Bay, they had some crazy.
Nah, but we talking about this year. It's crazy because the same week, two coaches had horrible fucking game plans, and Matt Nagy needs to be fired. But we've been talking about that since last season. Matt Nagy needs to get fired. I don't even know how he got the job. But, well, we do know he got the job, knowing people. But still, it's just like, I feel like them two was just sitting in a room. They met up at a Chick-fil-A. They sat with their computers at the Chick-fil-A or whatever, or the Starbucks. You know, yeah, Starbucks. That's what they like. But anyway, they sat at the Starbucks on their laptops. And it's like, they was like, okay, let's have a competition. Who's going to come up with the dumbest game plan this week?
Bro, no,
I bet you I could beat you. I bet you I could beat you. I'm telling you, that's what they did, bro. It's no way you come out and don't run the rock against your rival, bro.
Bro.
You need time of possession was like 17 minutes to four at one point in the game, bro. We had the ball for 4 minutes. Y'all had the ball for almost 18 minutes.
Bro, I can't let you. I can because that's your team, but I can't let you lump Sirianni in with Matt Nagy, bro. Nah, they ain't meet up at no Starbucks.
I said
Matt Nagy was
this week.
Matt Nagy was at Starbucks by himself. Now Sirianni might have went to Starbucks by himself too.
Nah, bro. They were sitting across from each other.
All right,
and okay. They was like sitting. They didn't get the whole conversation together, so they was a little mixed up. His game plan was a little bit different than his. But
okay, I'm following you. I'm following you.
Let's just be here this week. They was there mentally this week. That's all I'm saying. Because it's no way, bro. And this Nick Sirianni guy, we hired him supposedly because he's an offensive guru. The shit,
bro. He had a bad week, bro.
It's like you can't make this shit up. He had two bad weeks. It's a lot of stuff that goes into it. I'm not one of those fans. Yeah. I watched the entire game. It's a lot of shit that goes into it. But he had two bad game plans.
He did have two.
And you know that's his game plan because you can see what they're doing. Like, you can see it. And it'd be like, oh, I see what they're trying to do. It's just not fucking working.
Whoa.
And they're not adjusting. They did it in Atlanta.
Right.
The first half, they tried some shit. It wasn't working.
Right.
And then the second half, they turned up because they adjusted to what the Atlanta was giving them. They took what Atlanta was giving them. I feel like now we go out there every play trying to do something that we don't need to do. Playing a superhero ball or something like give what the defense, take what the defense is giving us. If you got Dallas Goedert running in the flat and he's open. Why are you trying to get it to Devontae Smith 40 yards, 50 yards down the field when they giving us this. This is easy. He wide open. Horrible game plan. We have Miles Sanders for no reason. We have Jordan Howard for no reason. I'm going to keep saying this. Jordan Howard is not a scrub. The guy is like 26, bro. He's still in his prime. He's still in his prime. I know the last time I watched that man run the ball, he was falling forward.
Facts.
Every run he falls forward. Look at his fucking average yards per carry. It speaks for itself.
Yeah, he definitely.
Same thing for Miles Sanders.
Definitely not washed.
Same things for Miles Sanders. Look at his yards per carry. He averages 5 yards per carry for his career.
Facts.
That's not an easy thing to do.
Facts.
That's not an easy thing to do. Even the kid Kenny Gainwell.
I think, bro. But I think, I mean, obviously Sirianni's
got to run the ball, bro.
No,
the ball, the game was 7-7, bro. The game was 7-7. They talking about the game script and all that. No, bro. Yes, y'all came down, punched us in the mouth. Punched us in the mouth. And then what happened? We turned the ball over, got y'all.
Got it right back.
And what we do? Don't run the ball. Don't run the ball. Think we can just keep passing the ball. Keep passing the ball. Keep passing the ball. Keep passing. No, bro. You have to run the ball.
Nah, I agree.
Then.
But as long as he don't do no, as long as he don't run y'all into the ground like Chip Kelly, I think he going to learn his lesson, bro. I think he's going to learn his lesson. That's the one thing I will say about Sirianni. I think he's going to learn his lesson from this. I don't think he's going to be one of them, you mean, like, I know better than everybody else type coaches. Nah, I think he's going to learn his lesson. I think he's going to run the rock, bro. You got too much talent in that backfield, bro. And you got to help your quarterback out. You have to. He's not Tom Brady. He's not Patrick Mahomes. He don't have the weapons neither one of them has.
And even, like, even being those guys, though, you still have to have a run game.
That's what I'm saying. And he don't have those weapons. The only reason they can throw the ball 50 times is because they have those weapons. If they don't have no weapons, they're not throwing the ball 50 times, bro. If they don't have those weapons, they might throw the ball 50 times if they're down and it's actually game script, how you was just talking about. But otherwise, no, they're running the ball. We've seen what Brady did hella times in New England. And we also seen what the Chiefs did when they had Damian Williams and like 3-4 running backs, however many running backs they had that year. So yeah, bro. He gotta learn his lesson and he's gonna have to give his quarterback some help. That's a young quarterback. He really still a rookie. That's his first prime time.
That's
the first one he started.
That's facts.
So like
no, it's not.
Bro, that's his first game.
No, it's not. He started a Monday night game against the Saints last year. And that's when we beat the Saints when they was the number one defense. Don't do that. Don't do that because they was the hottest team in the league, the hottest defense in the league. They was the hottest defense, they was the number one defense in the league. The hottest team in the league when we beat them.
Let's move that out the way.
No, we not.
Let's move that out the way.
This is what I don't like about certain. Like, how do we move that out the way? They the hottest team in the NFL and we beat them with a rookie quarterback.
What you mean? How we move it out the way?
He don't look like he ain't even got no rap for it. It's cool, bro. You just a hater. That's all that is. Talking about we gonna move it out the way. That's just being a hater. But it's cool.
Y'all beat the Saints.
Yes, we beat the Saints.
Okay.
Whoop their ass. Yep. Okay. Whoop their ass. Did them dirty. And we beat Green Bay. Those was his two games last year.
That was a Sunday game, bro.
It was a Sunday night game? It was a night game. It was a night game.
It might have been Sunday night, bro.
It had to be. I ain't tripping like that.
It might have been, bro.
I ain't tripping like that. No way I'm tripping.
Might have been a Sunday nighter. Let me see.
Bro, the Green Bay game was a primetime game, and so was the Saints. That was primetime Jones, bro. I'm telling you, when he showed up, he came through, bro. But look, at the end of the day, like I said, the game, the coaching, and the game plan just got to change. Even with the defensive coordinator, Jonathan Gannon, he was killing me, bro, because I don't understand why he was running zone instead of running some type of man. Like, I don't get it. And I don't get why the Eagles are the only defense in the league that make their DBs steer 10 yards back from the wide receiver every play. Bro, it drives me insane. Darius Slay be so far back. I'd be like, what if he's running a slant, bro? You're not going to be able to get there in time. You 10 yards. Bro, we are the only oh my God, about to make me go crazy. We're the only team in the league that does that. I swear, I don't see no team, and it baffles me how we run zone with no linebackers. We have the worst coverage linebackers I've ever seen in my life, and we try to run zone. We can't run man. We can't zone. At least try to run man. At least we have the ability. We have players that I feel like are at least a little bit more capable of running the man scheme, whatever, because zone, you got to be here with your teammates. Y'all had to have some time in, you know, like for it to really be a great zone deep. All right, I know how much bro can cover, so right. I know he got that part of the field. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like sometimes it take time for those defense to really, but man, I feel like it's about your talent. That's mano y mano. What's up? You gonna get past me or you're not gonna get past me? You know what I'm saying? I feel like Darius Slay will win a lot of those. Because even people giving him hell for not making big plays, no big plays really get made against him. And you can't give him hell because last year it was only DK and who was it? DK and
I forget, D-Hop. But it was only D-Hop? Two people. It might have been. It was only two people though.
I think we played the Cardinals last year, and I think D Hop did us dirt. I don't know if it was the Cardinals. Somebody one of those. Somebody.
It was only two wide receivers though, for sure.
Yeah, somebody gave him the business. Davante Adams, one of the top dudes gave him the business, which like it's cool because that's the top dude. It's one of the top dudes in the league, bro. It's, right. You held your own, bro. You gonna get got some games. You know what I'm saying? So, right. I was more pissed off at the defensive coordinator too, Jonathan Gannon. His game plan was horrible. I saw what he was trying to do. He shut down CeeDee Lamb. He did. He shut down Amari Cooper. He did. But he let the tight ends get off, and he let the running backs get off. It was like the game plan was just like, all right, we're not going to get beat by Amari and CeeDee Lamb. But anybody else, we're going to let them beat us. I swear that's what the game plan was.
That's what it looked like to me, and that's fine with me.
And it was horrible. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was as a Cowboys fan. You're probably looking at that like, oh, yeah, like, feed Zeke and Tony Pollard. Y'all going to let them get off and let the tight ends get off?
Dalton Schultz and Blake Jarwin, I'm cool with that. If y'all going to let them four get off, I'm cool.
Yo. They was literally doing the exact opposite of what the Eagles were doing. They were just taking what the Eagles were giving them. Because he couldn't throw it to CD. Like, Steven Nelson was strapping him, bro.
He wasn't. After the first...
We all know they get open.
After that first catch, though, they definitely keyed in on him, for
Thank
sure.
Thank you.
They
definitely it wasn't Steven Nelson by himself. I'm about to say, I'm not going to disrespect him, bro. Yeah, him and Amari. They got strapped.
Facts.
Both of them.
They keyed
compared
in
to
on
what
him.
They've been doing the first 2 weeks, they got strapped. I think the Eagles have the best secondary in the league right now. We just don't know how to use it. Look at the stats. Look at the wide receivers.
Nah,
we stopped George.
Even
last game, we stopped George Kittle. It's just like he focuses in on certain shit, and I feel like it takes from the rest of the defense or something. I feel like we need to simplify it. We need to simplify the defense. I feel like it's too complex because it's like, all right, we can stop George Kittle. Like, we can stop George Kittle and Amari Cooper and CeeDee Lamb, but we can't stop Dalton Schultz
and Debo Samuel. And
well, Debo is a different breed because them Jones he be catching over the middle of the field. I don't think no wide receiver in the league want to catch those. He's the GOAT at that this year. Yo. Nobody in the league catches the contested catches that he catches, and he likes it. He liked the contact. Debo might be the only wide receiver I've ever seen in my life that liked going over the middle of the field. I think that's his preference because if you see him play, he like that, and he catch the mother boy. Why can't the Eagles get somebody like him? Like, oh my! And then they got Brandon Ayuk too. Like, why can't we just find a receiver like that?
Debo's
we got
Taylor Rager. Bro.
I'm so sorry, Tyreek Hill. I am so sorry for calling Jalen Rager baby. I am so sorry, Reek. I was tripping. Stop be drinking. You know, sometimes when look, you see, stop be. That's all that was, Reek. That was so disrespectful. Jalen Rager is cheese butt. I'm talking about he is smoked Gouda. I don't know if you know what that is, but it's a type of little fancy cheese. He's smoked Gouda. He's done, bro. He's toasted. I never thought I would say that about a wide receiver in year two. Bro. He is smoked Gouda. He's done.
Gouda.
He's done, bro.
Oh, no, that's crazy.
He's done, bro. He's done. And I just can't believe that we actually have JJ Arcega-Whiteside still on the squad. He's been on the squad for what, 3 years now?
I might as well move him to tight end.
This man literally does nothing. Like,
he getting paid to collect a check, and that's it.
Nothing.
Collect a check and practice. Practice and collect a check.
They say he's one of the best special teamers. I say, hey, he must be. Because I don't never see the motherfucker. You know, don't nobody watch no teams. That's why they said they kept him on the squad. They said he's one of the best special teamers on the squad.
That's
he making tackles. He's a wide receiver that's good at tackling.
Oh, see, that makes sense. That makes sense. That makes sense. He tough.
He real tough, ain't he? And we use it. Over DK Metcalf, right? That's crazy, right? Could have had DK. We got a nigga that like to tackle. That's some shit. That is some Philly sports for you. That's Philly sports for you.
Y'all kill me every year with the receivers, bro.
No, this year I didn't. Devontae is really surprising me, like dropping these balls and all that stuff. Like, he's really surprising me
every year with the receivers. This might have been the only one that y'all did.
I was about to say, we didn't fuck this up, though. We didn't fuck this up, and I promise you.
Justin Jefferson was after DK, right?
Justin Jefferson got picked the pick after us. Nigga, we had the pick before the Vikings. They laughed at us.
And bro, who did y'all take again?
Jalen Reagor. Go on YouTube. Go on YouTube, bro. They have a video of their draft from the Minnesota Vikings. They were shocked. They couldn't believe it that we didn't draft Justin Jefferson. They couldn't believe it. They was laughing at us. They said, wait, what? They took Jalen Reagor. What the? Oh, Justin Jefferson just fell to us. And look what he ended up being. I'm like, yo, we good. We about to get Justin Jefferson. We about to be good. We could have ended up with Justin Jefferson and Devontae Smith.
Bro, he might be a...
Or DK Metcalf. And we could have got DK Metcalf. Yo, I think we could have got DK and what's the name that year, though?
And who?
What was we just saying? What did we just say? Oh, shit. Who did we just say?
DK and JJ?
No, the other one.
Jalen Reagor? No. Justin Jefferson?
Justin Jefferson. We could have got Justin Jefferson and DK, I believe. Because didn't DK get... He dropped far. I can't remember how far he dropped, though.
I think DK was the year before Justin Jefferson.
They wasn't the same year?
Nah, I think DK was the year before. Because DK fell because he had a neck injury. And at the combine, he couldn't really, like, break out his routes and stuff. Yeah, like a neck injury or some shit.
Yeah, they was always saying that he was looking crazy.
Yeah, they were saying his route runner was trash at the combine. But if you have a neck injury, I would assume it's going to be trash, stupid, silly. Yeah.
Now look at him.
Yeah, that's crazy. Justin Jefferson, no, that was the one. That was the one, bro. That was the one. Because he looked like he a top five wide receiver. And I ain't going to say he is yet, but I'm going to just say he looked like he a top five wide receiver.
Look, like, bro, I don't know why we won't just take – it's like why we wouldn't take Alabama players. Like, I don't understand. It's like you see the talent. You watch these guys, and it would just be like, why don't you want to take him? Like, what are you thinking? Like, I really feel like these analytics guys, which Howie is one of those guys, like, they are ruining sports. They're literally ruining sports. Yeah. They're ruining opportunities for great guys that can really play. Some dudes, they got that dog mentality that you know would come out and hoop for you for analytics. Oh, his wingspan and his vertical and his side-to-side shuffle.
The Alabama John definitely kills me because it's like, at least you know with Alabama, you at least getting a solid player. Even if they don't pan out to be amazing, they're going to at least be solid.
They're going to be NFL ready, and they're going to have a nice NFL career.
Exactly. They're going to at least be solid.
Alabama players, I'm pretty sure the average of them playing in the league is probably 5 to 7 years. I'm pretty sure. Probably something like that.
Unless they injury prone, they're going to have a solid career.
That's what I'm saying. It's 5 to 7 years in the NFL. That's a good career.
Facts.
Some niggas last a year, 2 years.
Is like what, 2 to 3 or something?
Yeah,
like
that's what I'm saying. 2 to 3 years, for real, for real. So Alabama players, 5 to 7 years. I don't care what nobody said. They like the class of the fucking college. Like, I don't understand Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie. I think we need to sell the team to somebody else. I think Jeffrey Lurie needs to get out of here. He don't need to own a team anymore. Like, we need a refresher because why do we love coaches that don't like linebackers? Like, I love linebackers. Like, why don't we like, why don't we think linebackers are important? Like, I would have took Micah Parsons over Devontae Smith just because you can see how talented he is. It's like, you got to go with the move. And I get it. We needed wide receivers. I get that. I'm happy with Devontae Smith. I'm still happy with him. I know he dropped a couple passes. He'll be fine.
Nah, he nice. He going to be all right.
He like that, bro. I'm not worried about him at all. He just – I ain't going to lie. I feel like it's a little jitters with him. Like, he just getting the
– I felt like it was jitters with Hurts, too. And I think it was a lot of play calling, too, obviously. But
– Miles Sanders came out today and had an interview. And he kind of opened my eyes to some shit that went down. He said – and this is his words. This is not my words. This is his words.
Right.
He said – after we came out and they came and punched us in the mouth like that, we kind of went into panic mode as a whole team. That's what he said. He said the game plan changed and I just adjusted to what the game plan was, because everybody was like, well, how do you feel about not getting any runs? Or how do you feel about? He was like, I'm just here to get wins. I don't care about me not being. He said, all we did was adjust to the game plan that we was given. He said, they gave us the game plan. And I just went out there and played there and executed the game plan. I tried to do it as best as I could. Now, we didn't do it at all. We got cooked and all that. But he basically gave up. He didn't say that in little part. That was me ad-libbing.
Yeah, you get it. But
that's the gist of what he said was, it was the game plan, not us. If it was up to me, like, he was like, all we did was listen to what he said. He said, we went into panic mode. That's what happened. As a team, he said, that's what I can say. We went into panic mode, and we never really adjusted from being in panic mode.
And you could tell that, low-key.
Yeah, you could see. Sirianni was on the side. He didn't know what to do. They was in shock. They like, oh, my God. Like, yeah, this is the Cowboys and Eagles. Then what they do? This Monday Night Football. National.
And everybody is
watching
us. Like,
everybody is watching. Exactly. You got a healthy Dak. I've been a Dak fan from day one, so don't hear nobody talking shit about me. Dak fan since day one. I said I was mad that the Cowboys drafted him. That's all. But you got a healthy Dak? Like, you know what the boy do. Listen, Dak is the only guy, like, that I, and this is crazy too, but when he came out, this is who they compared him to, Tom Brady. The way he dices your defense up. Now, in big moments, sometimes I question his decision-making slightly. I just be like, I see what he be trying to do, but I just question his decision. Like, you didn't have to do that. You could have, you know what I'm saying? Like, you could have made it easier on yourself doing that, or you could have. But him and Tom Brady, bro, like, when I watched them, and I'm not comparing Dak's career to Tom Brady at all. Obviously, Dak ain't done anything.
Nah, but that's what they compared him to.
Yes, when he was coming out of college, the way he manages the offense and way he reads the defense, bro, Dak know what he's doing. He's very cerebral, bro, and that's what I love about him. He's one of the only black quarterbacks that I've seen in my time that's very cerebral. Like, and he reads the game so well that he doesn't have to use his athleticism as much as these other black quarterbacks. You understand what I'm saying? So that's why I love Dak. He can sit in that damn pocket and pick you apart all night and throw 60 goddamn passes, 50 passes, game after game after game after game. You know he's going to lead the league in passing yards this year. Like, it's like, I feel like that's going to be his award now. Like, it's like a Jameis was Jameis when he was in Tampa Bay. But now this man throwing 100 yards a game in New Orleans, he was supposed to open up the attack and open up the passing attack. But
that got to catch up to different. Derek Carr. But that's going to be light. Derek Carr going to have a couple bad games. That's going to be light.
Derek Carr is going to have a lot of bad games. I don't even understand why people are believing in this hype. The Oakland Raiders don't do this a lot. Like, are y'all forgetting? They do this a lot. They hot at the beginning of the season, or they have a hot streak in the middle of the season. But at the end of the season, the Raiders be nowhere to be found at the end of this every year. Fact. Think about it, bro. I have a friend that's a Raiders
fan. That's a fact.
He's a Raiders fan, a diehard Raiders fan. Every year, he blowing my phone up. Week 1, 2, 3, 4. The later it get in the season, 5, 6. Gradually, it start changing. I start hitting him up. Oh, hey, brother. How you doing there, brother? What's going on with them Raiders, bro? That black hole.
Hey, brother.
That black hole, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's going on? I got to understand it. So, the Raiders do this a lot. I don't believe it.
Nah, that's a fact, bro. That's a fact, bro. But, yeah, I mean, I agree with you on the Dak thing, bro. He's different, bro. And, like, you put them offensive pieces around him, like we said, what was that, last year when he was supposed to be earning his contract, he ended up getting hurt and they paid him anyway. You know why they paid him? Because they seen what he was doing. You put them weapons around him, he doing what he's supposed to do with them weapons. That's what you're supposed to do with them weapons. So that's what you get paid to do. You go and take – and he was reading the defense. He take advantage of what he need to take advantage of. And I seen somebody say that the injury made him a better quarterback. And I agree 100%. Because now, when that play break down, he'll pump fake. He'll look around like he want to take off and say, you know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna chill here and just manipulate the pocket and find something else, bro. I seen him do that a lot these first three games. And I like the way he's doing that, bro.
That touchdown that he could have threw to
bro, CD was wide open, yo.
CD or Cedric Wilson.
Yeah.
He was back there like, and I feel like that's to your point. Like he'd be back there really reading. Like, all right, got him. He looking at all his fucking reads.
He missed his first read on that play. And I think that's one of the issues with him in the clutch. He overthink it. Because anybody that could see that play coming, I don't even know what the other route was on the other side of the field. And I don't care. I know Amari was over there, but I don't care. If I see CD on this side one-on-one and he's doing a slant route and we in this, that's my first read. I don't care. That's my first read regardless. CD and Amari, that I ain't going to say they just as good as one another, but shit.
CD is a different
They might
breed.
Be because CD is different, bro. They might be because CD is different. And Amari is different too, so that's not taking nothing away from him. They both different. But if I see him one-on-one and I know he's running a slant route in the red zone, that's my first read, bro. I don't care. That's my first read. Then I might look to Amari, but I mean, that's probably the way the play was designed. You look left first, then you come back over to the right. But yeah. CD was wide open on that slant, bro. The linebacker was there. You probably would have had to squeeze it in. You probably would have had to make a crazy throw if you was a little late on it, but it was open, bro. And like you said, yeah, he just be on that play. He read he reads what the defense is doing. He's a lot more patient. Before, he would have just took off, bro. He would have just took off right up the middle, and you know it.
And that's why I said the cerebral part. He getting that injury got him on some mentally different this year. Like, I feel like I can see it. Like, he had it before, but like you said, in those crunch moments, like, he had start scrambling and go to his athleticism. Like, we all do. We go to instinct. I can make a play. Like, you know what I'm saying? Instead of just actually, all I had to do was wait a half a second.
All I gotta do is manipulate the pocket real quick. Oh, I'm clean. Touchdown. Like, and that's what, like you said, that's a lot of the black quarterbacks gotta, well, you didn't say they need to figure it out, but some of them do. Outside of,
I would just say,
I mean, I'm the other saying, one, the on, younger, wait, wait, wait. It's the younger black quarterbacks that's in the league right now that need to figure it out.
I wouldn't even say figure anything out. I just think that does it as a higher level. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. So they need to excel at it. But a lot of them also have a bad offensive line, so I can't blame them for that necessarily.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. So that's another point that I wanted to add into it. That's another caveat. So I can't just say they need to, be a little bit more cerebral with it. But a lot of them have bad offensive line, too, and some of them don't have the weapons that they should. So, I mean, it's a lot of different things that go into it, bro.
Why didn't Baltimore sign Josh Gordon? This is what I be talking about. Sorry to cut you off, but this is what I be talking about. You see how Kansas City go get that? They take two losses. They go get that man a weapon. You see what they do? Because they want him to win, and they know he need them. Why does Lamar – go ahead. He got to have his – he got to make a fourth and 19.
Oh.
We can get into that, bro.
The receiver's back. Bateman back.
Yeah, we've been talking about the Eagles and the Cowboys for like an hour, bro. We got to actually –
Bateman and Boykin back, bro. They both got elevated off of IR, so we about to see what Bateman is about, hopefully.
True.
And Boykin was all right. He a big body receiver. He was all right. Like, he had a couple plays. Like, he wasn't nothing crazy, but he had a couple plays. He a big body wide receiver.
Come on, bro. Miles Boykin.
That's why I said he was all right. He had a couple plays. I ain't spicing him. He a big body wide receiver that was all right.
I had a couple plays. Dad, you giving me more credit than he deserved. I didn't think he ain't shit. I like Duvernay better than I like him, but hey, I just want to see what the young going to do. The young Rashad Bateman. I'm ready to pick him up in fantasy, but I'm going to take it easy. But
I'm going to be honest. I don't really like Duvernay or Boykin that much. They both all right to me. I like the young boy, though, and I like Hollywood to a certain degree. I love
Hollywood Sammy, is though, not bro. A one. He's not a wide receiver one.
I love Sammy with him, though, bro. He's taking some of the heat off of me.
That's why he getting off. That's why he getting off. He would have had two touchdowns last game. Two touchdowns and a buck 50. If he could catch the damn ball. That game, I ain't gonna say he doing that shit every game, but that game, if he could have catch the damn ball, that game shouldn't even been that close. They should have been cooking him by 21 plus.
Nah, that's a fact. We about to see.
But I mean, I was just surprised that how good Detroit played in that game in general. Like, you know what I'm saying? Even with Hollywood dropping the passes and all that stuff, like, I was just shocked. That was a hell of a game. And then
I'm not even gonna cap, like, I watched it. I just
pause, bro. I actually watched the game. Like, pause. Justin Tucker after the game, I know he was in a locker room, and, like, you know what I'm talking about, in the shower, like, can't hold him up. They too heavy. I know, because to go up there, it hit a 60. Bro, hit a 66-yard field goal. I watched it live, bro. So I got a different, you know what I'm saying? Like, I watched it live. Like, I was watching the game. I said, oh, snap, this game close. Like, I always do that. You know, I'll be watching Red Zone most of the day. But, you know, towards the end, when them games start getting good, I'll pick a game. Like, all right, I'm about to put one on my phone, one on my laptop, one on my TV.
Facts.
Bro, it hit off the goddamn crossbar and then went back. I'm thinking it's going, you know, bouncing and come back like the doink against, you know, the Chicago against Philly. I'm thinking it's going to do that. Doink, doink, and then come off. The joint hit one time and then went. I said, oh, my God. I was in here snapping. You know, I see I was screaming in the damn group chat. Bro, I was snapping because it's like, well, watching that stuff, that type of stuff live is just ridiculous.
That's a nasty kick, bro.
Yeah.
That's a nasty kick.
You know what I'm going to say? And it's probably gonna sound crazy. Maybe that was some magic for Baltimore to win a chip. I feel like it always start from them Super Bowl runs always start from a kicker having a crazy kick or an interception, pick six at the end of the game, or a kick return or some shit like that. It's always something to start the magic and start that. You know what I'm saying? Because if the Ravens would have went 1-2, losing like that, season would have had a totally different outlook. Now right. They 2-1. Just came off their kicker kicking a 66-yard. It's like the Eagles in 2017 when the boys for us, Jake Elliott kicked the 60-yarder and shit. It was like that ignited us. Like, we was like, oh, damn. Like, we just went off of that. Like, oh, yeah, we going to win every week now. Like, we was going out there. You know what I'm saying? So right. Maybe this will spark something for Baltimore, man, and they can show up for my man, Lamar, because obviously, like you said, he getting them wide receivers off IR, and I just want for him what they do with Pat Mahomes, bro. I just feel like all that Pat Mahomes, they don't give my man Lamar no type of recognition. And I know why, because he folds. He folds in those big games. We watch them, but we know why, though, man. Like, we all know why you watching the games. He ain't got nobody to throw it to, bro. He ain't got nobody.
Can you just get my man somebody that's going to be 5 yards past the defender? Like, no matter what the route is, he could run a slant and be 5 yards past the defender. Like,
give Lamar Tyreek. And fuck giving him Travis Kelce too. Give him Tyreek, a wide receiver that can go out there and blow the top off the defense.
That's nasty. I mean, you got Hollywood, but that's not real.
Don't you dare. I knew you was about to say. I'm about to that's say, don't Reek. You dare compare Marquise Brown to fucking Reek. Don't do that.
Man, that's not Reek. That's not
I
Reek.
Was drawn with that Jalen Reagor stuff. Like, I was tripping, but I was just trying to make a draft comparison how all the experts do. And I just was totally wrong. But
nah, it's only one Reek. It's only one Pat Mahomes, too. Remember, they was comparing Zach Wilson to him.
I told y'all. I'm not being humble about that. I told y'all. Stop thinking these dudes that come out of nowhere is like that. Bro, I told you. I went and watched his tape, bro. I went and watched his tape. He not like that. He's too much of a risk taker, bro. He does have the ability to make some of the throws that Pat Mahomes does. I did see that through 3 weeks. I did see that. He got an arm. I wish Jalen Hurts had the arm that this motherfucker got. He wouldn't have threw one of them picks, that underthrow pick or whatever to whoever the fuck the boy. Trayvon Diggs. No, it wasn't Trayvon Diggs. That was to some other boy.
He had him beat on the outside, but he threw it inside.
Yeah. He does. He has a cannon, but he does too much. He always trying to make a play. He always trying to do something extra. He actually made a lot of amazing plays in that loss, like throwing dots to people and I actually saw one on TikTok. Some girl, she was breaking it down, making a funny video. She like back to back week, Zach Wilson, like horrible Jets tape, and he made a hell of a play. Soon as he dropped back, three people in his face. Ooh, duck, get under, step up in the pocket, throw a dart, pops off the ball hands, interception. You know what I'm saying? So that's not his fault, but I told y'all. And thank you, Belichick. Thank you, Belichick, because you know I was vouching for you, brother. But thank you for exposing Zach Wilson in that game, because Patriots look horrible. So it ain't like the Patriots is anything. Zach Wilson is just horrible. I told y'all. He's not like that. Like, it's a million guys out there. I'm pretty sure even more than that, that got a cannon like Zach Wilson. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can have a cannon all you want. If you don't have the full package, bro, you ain't no damn franchise quarterback.
Right.
Trevor Lawrence ain't no damn franchise quarterback. He's not. He played that 1 year in college. And he didn't after that. What happened, y'all? Y'all forgetting. What happened after that, y'all? Like, he ain't no franchise quarterback. He showed y'all that in college, and y'all just was so hyped because he flipping his hair back, and he's a model. He just like Ben Simmons. He a model. Go put him on the catwalk. He ain't supposed to be in no NFL. And now, it's his first season, so I'm a stall him out. I didn't have no beef with him. I got beef with Zach Wilson. I want all the beef with Zach Wilson. And we're going to talk about another quarterback. I already know you probably was going to bring it up. But your man Justin Fields and what Matt Nagy did to him, bro. You can't do that, bro. We've been waiting for this man. How you do him like that?
Yo, Trevor Lawrence, I'm glad you stalling him out, because I low-key agree with you. But I think he's going to be all right. I don't think he's going to be the next Tom Brady, Peyton. Like, I don't think he's going to be one of them. It's unfair to compare him to one of them. A lot of people was doing it when he was coming out. Yeah, nah. Y'all got to relax. My man already said that football is not like the end-all, be-all for him. So y'all already got to relax just off top. Y'all should know what's going on. But, yeah, bro, Justin Fields, Matt Nagy did him dirty, bro. I was looking at the stats because, you know, I had started him in the league. I still won, even though I started him. But he didn't do nothing. And I'm looking the first half, I think he had four pass attempts. I think he had four pass attempts in the first half and like four sacks or something like that. He got sacked like four times. So, I mean, half of it is on him not giving the ball up, but the other half is on, like, what are we doing out here? What's the play call?
Was you watching the game? Him not giving the ball up. Was you watching the game? He had time to get a ball up.
Yeah, I agree.
He had time.
I agree. But
yo, that was sickening. Nine sacks, bro. That's different, bro. So you know, that's crazy, bro.
I was about to say something wild. I was about to say certain quarterbacks can adjust, but they've been in the league for however many years and they can adjust.
You ain't adjusting to no getting nine sack nine times, bro. There's nothing you could do. That's some your line.
Quarterbacks might not got sacked nine times, but that's because they've been in the league.
Because they coach would have probably started running the ball. Yeah,
exactly. Or running quicker routes. Running rubs, whatever you got to do to get the ball out quicker.
Making logical play calls.
Facts. Now, I agree with you. That's where my mind was going. I was thinking about it. Like, yeah, so-and-so might be able to get the ball out, but you mean so-and-so might be able to get the ball out, but at the same time, it's not the same. Justin Fields is a rookie, man. Matt Nagy got to get up out of here. They got to get that dude up out of here, man. We've been saying it since, like, the offseason, for real. It seemed like he don't really want to coach to me. It seemed like he was kind of self-sabotaging his team, kind of how Dougie P did at the end of the year last year. But, I mean, he was doing it to get a higher draft pick, I guess. But at the same time, you can't be doing that. And that's what it seemed like Matt Nagy was doing to me, for real. Matt Nagy was out here just trying to fucking – I don't know what he was going. I don't know. It's like he want Andy Dalton to be a starter or something like this year. I don't know.
And then they talking about starting Nick Foles. They talking about starting Nick Foles this week, bro.
Nah, you can't do it.
Matt Nagy got to go, bro, because I know that's him. That's him. It don't make no sense. How you going to start Nick Foles now? The GOAT just been sitting there. You're going to start the rookie over the GOAT, which I understand, which I wanted you to do, because I want them to trade Nick Foles. He need to go somewhere where he can get some fucking tick, bro. Like, he – Washington. He could be a Washington.
Send him to Miami.
No, I want Deshaun Watson to go there.
True.
Because he obviously don't want to come to Philly. That's my guy. I understand if you don't want to come to Philly. I get it.
Washington is not a bad John either.
No. No, he don't need to go to Washington. No.
That's not a bad John, though.
It's not.
you just don't want him there because we don't want to see him in the division.
Yeah, but I'll take Nick Foles going to Washington. I can handle that.
Oh, no, that's what I was talking about. I was talking about Nick Foles.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Deshaun Watson. Oh, I'm about to say, no. I don't want to see him for 2 years.
He got to go somewhere else, bro.
You got to get the fuck out of here. Go to Miami. Go to Miami. Don't be in our division for 2 years because I feel bad for y'all in Washington and Giants. When they was talking about us getting him, I said, oh, man. Damn, that means we going to run a division for the next 5-6 years. That's crazy. Them niggas going to be sick every year.
Well, too bad y'all not getting him.
I don't care what you talk about. Y'all wasn't fucking with no Deshaun Watson. Like, I love Dak to death, too, but he ain't no damn Deshaun Watson at all. So
it sound good.
It's what you trying to say? Good. What is you trying to say?
I'm saying it sounds good.
Get it off your chest. Get it off your chest, because I feel like you're trying to say something.
Good. I'm saying it sound good.
I feel like you're trying to say Dak is equal to Deshaun Watson.
I feel like that's what you're trying to say. I feel like if Deshaun was on the Eagles, that game is still a battle. We battling that game.
It ain't no battle.
Yeah, all right.
You hear my grammar. It ain't no battle.
Let's wrap this up, bro. That's a battle.
The soldier. That's a battle, bro.
That's a battle, bro. All
right, I hear you. It sounds real cute. Y'all got your little blowout win. You feeling yourself?
I don't even care about that win.
That's the only reason why you say what you just said.
I don't even care about that win, bro.
Hey, bro, I told you. Put Deshaun Watson in Jalen Hurts' place last game on Monday night and tell me we don't win that game and whoop y'all ass.
Y'all don't win that game and whoop our ass.
Let me get the fuck out of here. Of course you're going to say that because y'all won. I'm telling
y'all
you,
swap
Jalen Hurts with Deshaun Watson. We whoop y'all ass easily.
Y'all don't win that game and y'all don't.
He don't throw the pick. Hold on, top. Time out. He don't throw the pick to send us up 14-7. Mm-hmm. That would have been 14-7 right there. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe y'all come down the field and y'all score and it's 14-14, but mm-hmm. a lot of them plays, the pick six, even that, even though it wasn't Jalen's fault because Devontae Smith definitely fell on his route and he thought he was going to be there and he threw the, you know, that's all about timing. We know that. If you watch football, you know it's about timing.
Right.
That wasn't his fault. But even that one, I think as great as Deshaun Watson was, he probably would have saw that he was falling and he wouldn't have made that pass. That's just me, though.
So let me guess. He would have saw that he was falling.
Yep. He wouldn't have made the pass. We would have probably ran for like 15 yards, 20 yards or something like that.
He also would have seen every time Micah Parsons was coming off the edge. What else would Deshaun had have done? What else?
He would have got away from him better. Mm. Like the fact that you over here, I know you joking. I know you are.
It would have been a good game, bro.
No, it wouldn't have.
You're tripping.
No, it wouldn't have. And you know it wouldn't have. We're not even about to go there. I'm not giving that no energy.
Good game.
I ain't trying to hear none of that. I'm not giving that no energy.
So Deshaun would
listen.
Deshaun would have stopped y'all from getting 42 or 41, whatever, scored on y'all.
It don't matter. We would have scored.
Scored what, 35 more points or something?
Bro, y'all defense is cheese butt. Yes, we can score, y'all, bro. Like, what are you talking about? We just wasn't executing. 35
more points or something?
You know what's the problem with it or with the Eagles right now? And I'll tell you, Jalen Hurts is too small, can't see over the defense. He's not Russell Wilson. He's the same size as Russell Wilson, but he's not like Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson, he dropped back 10 yards because he got a goddamn cannon.
I was about to say, he don't have an arm Russell Wilson got.
Exactly. He has, because Russell can drop back 10 yards so he can actually see the field. The problem with Jalen Hurts is he can't see the field. It's nothing about his talent. It's nothing about none of that. I'm telling you what his problem is. He's too close to the line. He can't see over to all them goddamn Giants. So that's why he runs early all the time. That's why he always run, because he get back there and he can't see over everybody. So he get back there, he automatically think, oh, yeah, they all in my face. But if he was to drop back, he need to take like a 7, 8, 9 step back drop. Like, that's what he need to do, because so he can see the defense. But I know he can't, obviously, because he doesn't have the arm strength. That's his problem. They keep talking about he, pound for pound, he the strongest in the gym, in the weight room, but he has no arm. That's just a gift. I really feel like that's a superpower. That's one of those things in life.
Strong arm?
Yo, that's just one of those things in life that's just a superpower. Like, you either got it or you don't. It's either you can train your arm, you can work your arm out all you want. You can have a slim arm and have a husky arm. And I guarantee this, you'll probably throw further with the slim one than you do with the husky one. It's just
that's
like
the one that's gifted, yeah.
Exactly. It's, I just feel like that's just a natural gift. Like you just got it or you don't. And Jalen, unfortunately, he doesn't have that.
I agree 100%. Because there's no reason that Tom Brady could still stretch the ball down the field and Jalen Hurts can at 44. It's just blessed. It's just a gift. It's
blessed. And Tom Brady's just blessed with the timing.
Tom Brady is cheating somehow, some way. He's cheating.
Bro, he throws a pass. His average in life of throwing a pass is 0.35 seconds.
Bro,
that's his release time on his passes.
Hey, bro, 0.35 seconds. Right? So, you know, his release time was the fastest, but his average depth of target was also the highest. Or second highest or some shit. It was like 9.7 yards or some shit like that.
It's up there. Yeah.
Like, I'm confused. I know what you're talking about. How do you get the ball out that fast and that far every time? Like, it's like he's anticipating every throw. Like, basically,
he's like a fucking robot. He's like the Kawhi of football. Like, he's like.
Yeah, except he's having more fun.
Yeah. And it's just, I'm just talking about as far as his gameplay and how he plays. It's like robotic. It's like, if you go and watch, you can watch a million Tom Brady dropbacks. I guarantee his release time is between 0.3 and 0.38. Like, you know what I'm saying? 0.3 and 0.38, 0.39. He's not going to go to the 0.4. Yeah. He might get up to the 0.4 if it's pressure in his face and all that shit. It might get a little long, you know, that was a different place. But I'm telling you, this man gets the ball out of his hand in a third of a second. That's why he's the GOAT. I'm telling you. Everybody else, what they tell you? The dudes that sit there, had the ball, and that's good sometimes when you got playmakers and all that.
That's cute and all that, but
bro, when you get that ball out of your hand at the end of the game, Jalen Ramsey was about to give a sack earlier in the game. He's about to sack him. He comes to the Tom Brady at the end of the game. He goes, "Yeah, man, just hold that ball half a second longer." And that's how crazy it is. That's all they need is a half a second. Tom Brady's so goddamn fast with his release that
it don't matter.
It don't even matter, bro.
Facts. But speaking of that game, shout out to Matt Stafford and them boys, man. They picked up that W. Cooper Kupp going crazy. Matt Stafford going crazy. And Tampa Bay, bro, I mean.
I wish we could have got Tone on here, man. Shout out to Tone, man. But he a Rams fan. Only Rams fan I know. Real, like, Rams fan I know.
I might know one more, and that's it.
They might be the best team in the league.
They might be with Matt Stafford. They really might be.
Top to bottom. Defense, offense, they might be the best team in the league.
Possible, very possible.
Tampa Bay's secondary is horrible.
Yeah, I don't know. That's not the Tampa Bay that won the championship.
And then without JPP, like, they surprised me, bro. Like, they surprised me that game. Like, I was shocked. I'm happy as hell I didn't put no money on it. It was God. Because I was going to. I'm like, oh, yeah, Tom Brady. You never bet against Tom Brady. I'm so happy I didn't do it. But it was the defense, though. They surprised me, bro. Like, I did not expect that out of them.
You think they got anything for them in the playoffs, though? You think it's going to be a different matchup? I think it's going to be completely different.
We all know the playoffs is totally different. Come on, come on, bro. Come on. You think Tom Brady going to lose that? First, he might lose.
I'm never betting against Tom Brady again, bro.
They embarrassed him in his quad, bro. Because Tom was out there trying. They couldn't do nothing. The Rams defense is ridiculous.
Yeah. I'm be honest, bro. I'm never
not the best. They might be the best in the league, but it's them and who's the other team? I was just saying earlier. Carolina.
Yeah.
Panthers. Carolina. Oh my God. Their defense is going crazy. But they did play against three trash squads, so we gotta relax. But
yeah, we're gonna see. They got a squad though. They got a squad over there. And the young boy, J.C. Horn, got hurt. I think he might be done for most of the year.
They traded for C.J. Henderson from the Jaguars.
Traded for C.J. Henderson. So you still got dogs out there. Then imagine when Horn come back. Oh, my God. That's nasty, bro.
And he only got broken bones in his foot. Like, yeah, his whole like two or foot three ain't broke or nothing like that. Yeah. He just has a little couple of bones in his foot that's broke. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but them foot
he might be different. He might be back in 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah, it's possible. But them foot injuries different, but it's possible.
Yeah, especially for cornerbacks, man. That turf, man.
Yeah, them foot injuries is dangerous, bro. But I'm trying to think. I had something else. The Chiefs lost to the Chargers, bro. We talked about the Chiefs. We talked about Pat Mahomes and Tyreek, but we ain't even bring up the fact that they just lost to the Chargers.
Watched that game from start to finish. All right. Everything I love, I watched it from start to finish. The first game I watched, I made sure I watched it from start to finish because I had money on Pat Mahomes. Lost my money, but it's cool.
Pat Mahomes been losing people money the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, he can't fuck me up, but it's cool. He gonna win it this week. I got money on it. I already put my ticket in already. He gonna win me money this week. He playing against my Eagles, and I love my Eagles, but hey.
And this is the week they come out crazy. Watch.
That's a little bit too much. Hey, if we do it, hell yeah. I'm gonna be the down Broad Street butt naked with a t-shirt swinging around my head. But that ain't happening.
Kelsey probably gonna be the one that get off.
Kelsey's gonna have 2 touchdowns, 150 yards on us. You know why? Because
y'all don't have no linebackers.
Thank you. And he's gonna give them the business.
Facts.
Tyreek is gonna get strapped again. He's gonna get a couple little Jones. I say 4 receptions.
Big play Slay to shutting him down.
4 receptions, 67.
I mean, all he gotta do is go on the other side though, because Slay don't travel. So if he just go on the other side, make it happen.
Bro, we have the best secondary in the league when it comes to wide receivers. Look it up.
Nah, I know. I'm fucking with you.
We have the best defense against wide receivers. I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna take pride in this because we have been horrible for years. So give me my 3 weeks. I will appreciate that, brother. Just give me my 3 weeks and let me rock out with my 3 weeks of having the top secondary. We have the top secondary in the league right now.
Right.
Give us that. Give us that, Luthi. I know. But I just want to take this while I can, all right? So I'm going to say Reek is going to get strapped, but Travis Kelce is going to give us the business. And I think Clyde Edwards-Helaire is going to finally get off for a 2-tutty.
You think so?
Two-tutty this week.
I mean, it's possible.
But he going to battle with Miles Sanders, too. Who? Unless we down early, which I'm pretty sure we're going to be.
I mean, it could happen.
But I still think we're going to use Miles. I think Miles going to get off this week. I think we're going to be pressed.
Sirianni better use Miles this week.
Yeah, but we're going to talk about the Chiefs. Because I was about to get back into the Eagles and all that. But the Chiefs. The problem with the Chiefs is, I don't have no long spiel for this. Simply a defense. We always talk about this. Before, they had all the weapons and they could overcome what their defense didn't do. Like, the defensive defects. They can overcome them because of the offense. Now, if a team shut down Tyreek,
it's over.
It's damn near over because Clyde Edwards-Helaire isn't a game changer. Neither is Darrell Williams or Jerick McKinnon or any of the other running backs they have on their squad. So when you can't run the ball effectively and you can't make those superstar plays, I think the Sammy Watkins departure is hurting them more than they thought it was going to hurt them because he was making it easier for
Reek. And Kelsey.
Reek to get open and Kelsey to get well.
Shit, and Hardman, too.
Kelsey is a different breed, though, because he just get open regardless. Bro, he's averaging like 115 yards the first 3 games.
That's a fact. Hardman, too, though, because then you move him down a spot on the depth chart. Exactly. So he was making it easier for him, too.
Exactly. So DeMarcus Robinson, all them dudes, they was coming up. Didn't nobody know about them. Now people are game planning for these
Byron
guys.
Pringle.
Yeah, Byron, even all them dudes, he dropped the pass that could have been a touchdown at the end of the game, or it could have, no, not even a touchdown at the end of the game. He dropped the joint, they can get a field goal at the end. He dropped that shit. That shit hit him right in his hands. But good defense, too, though. Good defense, though. He was right there in his face. He probably couldn't, like, you know what I'm saying? When you got a helmet on sometimes, bro, you know, a couple times, I ain't played football that much, but, you know, I play a little football, you know what I'm saying? But when you got that helmet on, that shit really, anything, you a hand up in front of that motherfucker, then you like, damn, I can't. Fuck, like, don't let it be no sun out or nothing. Like, yeah, so
it's over.
Yeah, but I just believe it was the goddamn.
Nah, it's always the defense with the Chiefs, bro. It's always the defense. The thing is, Pat Mahomes and that offense, like you said, they make up for it. They hide the fact that the defense is trash because somebody else scoring, you just like, oh, they're gonna score right back. Or they come out and they just start off the game. They might start off the game, go up 7, or start off the game, go up 14. So now You mean if the other team score because they're going to because their defense is trash,
right?
You know, you still got Pat Mahomes on the other end and all these weapons. So y'all thinking y'all can still get it done. But like you said, that's why they picked up Josh Gordon. They trying to figure it out. They trying to get that offense back to where it was because the defense obviously is not getting any better right this second. So
they gotta outscore everybody.
That's exactly.
The only way they're gonna win, because it ain't like you can make that many big changes to your defense now. I mean, you got Honey Badger back. He gave you 2 interceptions his first game back. Like, it's like, what more do you want from Honey Badger? Like, he's gonna be Honey Badger. Like, you don't have to worry about that. Like,
and a healthy Josh Gordon in shape. I'm
taking it any day.
I'm not mad at it.
Pat just said it. He just said it. He said, matter of fact, I'm going to tell you exactly.
I'm not mad at it at all.
Tell you exactly what he said. He said,
sure.
Damn, I can't find it. He said he always been a fan of Josh Gordon. Everywhere he's been, he's kind of dominated, yep. Even if he's covered, even if he's not covered.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
Just take what Sammy Watkins did and what he was for their offense and input Josh Gordon. Now we know the jokes, the weed jokes, all that. You know what I'm saying? I even threw some jokes, but we know what Josh Gordon is as a player. We all know that, what he is when he's healthy. So, hey man, maybe this is what they need. They figured it out. Like, hey, shit, we know our defense ain't gonna be nothing. Let's just outscore everybody, which they can do. They just need another weapon, which they got. Which basically, I don't understand why they didn't keep Le'Veon. Like, I to this day, I still don't get it.
Wasn't they beefing?
No, they didn't beef until afterwards. Well, maybe they was beefing during, but supposedly Andy Reid told him he was going to get more tick than he got. And he didn't like that, which I wouldn't like that either. It's funny, man. People get mad at these fucking athletes, but it's like, yo, they're in a business. If you go and make a deal and you sign with somebody because they tell you, yo, I'm going to give you a lot of tick. I'm going to do this and we're going to win the championship. And then they don't do that shit. You have the right to be upset. You have the right to say something about that. And right. I don't think Le'Veon was wrong at all. He's wrong for putting it on social media. But yeah, that's the stuff, sucker shit. You don't have to put it on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to do that. But
you know he was going to be, yeah. I,
that's the day
and age. I feel what you're saying. But yeah, basically what bro was saying was no disrespect to Sammy Watkins. But basically Josh Gordon said, your shoes too big to fill. I could barely squeeze my toes in them.
Hey man, and I don't even feel like that's disrespecting Sammy. I feel like Sammy, and it's only because Sammy got hurt and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
It
like,
is only because of that.
That's Sammy only, was a dog. The only reason. Because Sammy in Buffalo first. Oh my god.
Sammy was a dog. God.
Who was his quarterback? Who was his quarterback? I don't even know who his quarterback was.
Somebody.
That's the point.
Was it Tyrod? Or was it somebody else? I don't even know, bro.
It was Tyrod Taylor because that was his team at that point. Because Tyrod had just came from where? He came from somewhere else.
I don't know. I can't
remember. I don't remember what team he came from, but he came from another team. And yeah, that was supposed to be his squad.
I ain't going to lie to you.
He has the worst luck in the NFL, though.
By far.
I don't care what nobody says.
He got a whole starting spot and he got hurt.
He's the most talented quarterback I've ever seen. He just has the worst luck. Like, he just got the worst look. Like, he did get, like, bro, they puncture his lung before a game. You puncture my lung? What do you mean you puncture my heart? Are you trying to sabotage me? Like, what do you mean? This ain't never happened in this whole, I never heard of that, bro. They puncture his lung before a game because they wanted Justin Herbert to play. I don't care what nobody's saying. That's a conspiracy. Ain't no way.
That's the wildest thing I've ever
heard. The most important person on the team, bro. The most important person on the team. The doctor's not paying attention how far they put in the knee. Like, think about this. Think about this for a minute, people. The most important person on the team. Everybody knows in the NFL, you're nothing without a quarterback.
Without a quarterback, facts.
You don't have a quarterback, you're nothing.
Trash.
The team is nothing.
Trash.
You will never do nothing.
Trash.
You mean to tell me, before a season opener, your starting quarterback gets his lung punctured by a doctor?
Bro, that's the wildest thing I heard, like, in recent memory.
I'm sorry. I know that was old, but I had to bring it up.
By a licensed medical professional. by hired by the NFL.
All them kids in school, all them tests and all those, all that, bro, just out the door. Week one of the NFL season, you don't know how to give up. You don't know how to administer a needle now.
Let me puncture his shit real quick.
Bro, the crazies.
Nah, that is the wildest thing ever, bro. But I ain't really got shit up, bro. Get Ben Simmons.
We've been rapping for a minute. This actually went longer than I thought it was going to go. This episode is going to be crazy.
Hey, word. But, yo, send Kyrie for Ben Simmons, though.
That's what you leaving him with?
I mean, that's not the full trade that I want.
That's so open ended.
Send Kyrie with Ben Simmons. Send Kyrie for Ben Simmons. Oh, you want my reasoning? My reasoning is because Kyrie.
Yeah, bro. You got
Kyrie don't know if he's getting the vaccine, so he's not gonna be able to play half his games. He's not gonna be able to play his home games.
So why would we want him?
Because he's gonna be able to play him in Philly. Philly don't have the indoor. Oh, do we have that?
No, we don't, actually.
So he can play?
No, we do. Ray just told me that. Ray work at the stadium. We do.
Well,
you have to be vaccinated or you have no, or you have to have a negative test. Ray definitely said that to me. I know for sure. And he works at the stadium. He said, you have to be vaccinated. No, you know what? He definitely came back to me and said he had to be vaccinated. He was like, yeah, they kind of trying to force us to get vaccinated.
That's weird. But the thing is, though, I think I seen something for the athletes that it was only they had only did it in it was only affecting Golden State and Brooklyn right now. Those two teams, the mandates. Well, maybe the other teams, maybe they fully vaccinated, so maybe that's it. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. They were saying a lot of the league is vaccinated. They said 90% of the league is vaccinated and 10% not.
Right.
Kyrie's the leader of the 10%. So hey, look.
Yeah,
I love.
Never mind. Don't send him.
Listen. Hold on, because this COVID shit, Kyrie, I'm with you. I'm 1,000% with you. I just find it hilarious how our entire lives, your medical history and your medical conditions and all that is a privacy, and it's a private thing until now. Now it's I have to tell you. So I'm with him as far as that. I get Kyrie. A lot of people don't get Kyrie. I get him, bro. And I get what the media is trying to do to him, too. You know what I'm saying? I get. Because you can't be a free thinker in this world. They don't want you to be a free thinker. They want you to think how everybody else think. And I'm one of those people that I believe in thinking how the hell you think. If I think the world is flat, I think the world is flat. That's just what the hell I think. You ain't got to believe me. We could agree to disagree. So I love Kyrie for that fact that he loves himself. You can tell he loves himself because he has a lot of pride in what he say and all that stuff. So I respect that man. I would just be a little scared for him to be on the Sixers.
Yeah.
Just for, and I'm talking about injury history. That's all I'm talking about.
I agree.
That's all I'm talking about. Literally, I'm not talking about nothing else. The only part that scares me about trading Ben Simmons for Kyrie is injuries. Ben Simmons, one thing about that boy, he's durable. He is durable.
And he's I will say, speaking as a vaccinated person, I still agree with all the people that's unvaccinated in the NBA. If you don't want to get it, don't get it.
Yeah.
I'm not one of those people that's like, I don't feel like how other people feel when they say, oh, you did research this, you did research that, but now you want to do research and all this weird shit that people don't. Like, I mean, do what you feel comfortable with, bro. It's your life. It's your body. I mean, like, I don't agree that they should have to be vaccinated just to play their home games. Like they were saying, even though it was kind of
It's stupid. It's contradicting. I gotta be vaccinated to play my home games, but I don't gotta be vaccinated to play my away games. Isn't it equally effective? It doesn't make fucking sense. So if anything, make a mandate for the entire NBA, which obviously this Players Association declined because they did. They tried to make it a mandate, but you cannot force people to do things medically to their body. Like you can't force me to put something in my body. Like it's going too far. And I'm not even trying. We a sports podcast. I'm not even trying to get into all that, but
But it's affecting our sports.
It's pissing me off because it's affecting sports, man. Exactly. It's really, when Colin Kaepernick took a kneel down, y'all said, don't bring politics into sports. Now y'all want to fucking bring this COVID shit into sports and it's politics. Sorry. And they probably going to kill me.
No, that's a fact.
Anybody listen to the day prior, you know what I'm saying? Oh, no. I'm not disrespecting anybody that died from COVID, anything like that. I understand it. I do my homework and I do my research and I look into stuff. I just don't believe what everybody else believe. I don't follow the masses.
Do what you feel comfortable with.
Just like Kyrie.
Takeaway, bro.
Exactly. Just like Kyrie. Do what you feel
comfortable with.
Be comfortable in yourself. Do what you want to do. Do what you feel like. Like LeBron said, LeBron is vaccinated. He said, I felt like that was the best thing for me.
Right, and not my for everybody family else.
And
right.
My friends.
Right,
I can't right. speak right. for right. everybody else. I can't right. tell what another man with to put in his body.
Right,
he might not like that. He might have a condition where he don't scared about putting that in his body because he don't know how it's going right. to affect him. But you got people in the comments. Oh, he doesn't care about nobody. All he cares about himself. He's just entitled. Got all these millions and doesn't want to get vaccinated. But when Bradley Beal said. The best. He said, I don't understand why y'all keep pressing me to get it when he was like, there's still vaccinated people that's getting COVID.
Nah, that was a dumb point to me, bro.
That's not a dumb point. How's that a dumb point? Explain it.
Because if COVID is a flu, you should already know you can get vaccinated and still catch it. You can get a flu shot and still catch the flu, my boy.
Yeah, like right when you catch it.
No. You can get a flu shot and still catch the flu, bro.
All right. So make that make sense. What the fuck are you getting a flu shot for then?
Viruses mutate, bro. Viruses mutate. So you might get a shot. Say there's a new strain of the flu every year, just like they saying all these new strains. Bro, we could talk about this afterwards. But there's a new strain of the flu, like just like this COVID shit. Like they saying all these new strains is coming out. There's a new strain of the flu every year or every however often. So you can get the flu shot and still catch the flu, bro. It's possible. And COVID is supposedly a flu.
We're going to talk about this off the episode.
That's what I'm saying.
In episode. We're going to end episode 95 right now.
Yeah, we're going to get at y'all, man.
Right, we're about to get out of here, man. We sure, about to end it on that. Saying,
bro.
We ain't political. We just about sports, man.
And this is affecting our sports.
Yeah, that's all, the only reason why.
Facts. But all right, we're going to be at y'all, man. That's episode 95.
Yes, sir.